Norse mythology captures our imagination like few other ancient belief systems. These stories present gods who are deeply flawed, powerful yet vulnerable, and ultimately doomed, making them more relatable than the perfect deities of other traditions. The dark humor and fatalistic worldview resonate with our modern sensibilities in surprising ways. Even Marvel's billion-dollar Thor franchise draws from these ancient tales, though presenting significantly sanitized versions of cunning Odin, impulsive Thor, and especially the delightfully wicked Loki. The Norse pantheon centers around three fascinating figures with radically different personalities. Odin, the Allfather, sacrificed himself to himself by hanging for 9 nights on Yggdrasil, wounded by his own spear, taking neither food nor drink, all to gain magical knowledge and power. Far from benevolent, he introduced war to the world, collecting brave warriors for his eternal army through violent death. Thor, his red-bearded son, stands as his opposite, straightforward where Odin is cunning, good-natured where Odin is devious. The strongest of gods, Thor's might doubles when wearing his magical belt, while his hammer Mjolnir makes giants tremble at his name. Then there's Loki, handsome, plausible, likable, yet harboring darkness, anger, and envy. The son of giants with the power to transform, his real weapon is his cunning mind. As Odin's blood brother, he's both Thor's companion and eventual betrayer. The gods tolerate him because his schemes save them as often as they cause trouble. What makes these stories so compelling after thousands of years? Perhaps it's how they mirror our own struggles with power, fate, and mortality, just on a cosmic scale. In the beginning, there was only Niflheim, a realm of icy mist, and Muspel, a world of fire. Between them lay Ginnungagap, the void. Where fire met ice, the melting waters created Ymir, the first giant, and Audhumla, a cosmic cow whose milk fed Ymir. As Audhumla licked the ice, she uncovered Buri, forefather of the gods, whose grandsons Odin, Vili, and Ve would slay Ymir to forge the world. From Ymir's corpse, they crafted the cosmos. Flesh became earth, bones formed mountains, blood made seas, and the skull became sky. Finding two logs on a shore, ash and elm, they created the first humans, Ask and Embla. At creation's heart stands Yggdrasil, the world ash tree linking 9 realms. Its 3 vast roots extend to Niflheim, where a dragon gnaws below, to the frost giant's realm at Mimir's Well, and to Asgard, where the Norns weave fate. The tree endures constant conflict. An eagle perches above while a serpent strikes below, with Ratatosk the squirrel carrying their taunts between them. The 9 worlds, connected by Bifrost, the rainbow bridge, include Asgard, Aesir gods, Alfheim, Light Elves, Nidavellir, Dwarfs, Midgard, Humans, Jotunheim, Giants, Vanaheim, Vanir Gods, Niflheim, Mist, Muspel, Flame, and Hel, Inglorious Dead. This cosmology reflects Norse understanding that creation demands destruction and nothing is eternal. Norse mythology portrays wisdom as something earned through physical sacrifice. When Odin sought the wisdom of Mimir's Well, he sacrificed his right eye for a single drink. This permanent loss allowed him to see more clearly with one eye than he ever had with 2. He also hung himself from Yggdrasil for 9 days, wounded by his own spear, to gain knowledge of runes and magic. When his advisor Mimir was beheaded, Odin preserved the head to continue receiving its wisdom. Other gods made similar sacrifices. Thor surrendered his dignity by dressing as a bride to recover his hammer, while Tyr gave up his right hand to bind the wolf Fenrir. These stories reveal a Norse worldview where true wisdom must be earned through sacrifice and painful experience, a stark contrast to our modern expectation of instant knowledge. With the giantess Angerboda, Loki fathered 3 children that Odin foresaw as the gods' greatest enemies: Jormungandr, a world-encircling serpent, Hel, the half-beautiful, half-rotted ruler of the inglorious dead, and Fenrir, a massive wolf that only Tyr dared to feed. When Fenrir grew too dangerous, the gods bound him with Gleipnir, a magical ribbon made from six impossible things: a cat's footsteps, a woman's beard, a mountain's roots, a bear's sinews, a fish's breath, and a bird's spittle. Demanding assurance against treachery, Fenrir required a god's hand in his mouth as guarantee. When the binding proved unbreakable, he bit off Tyr's hand in revenge. These children embody different aspects of destruction: world-poisoning serpent, queen of dishonorable dead, and Odin's future destroyer. The myths acknowledge that these forces of chaos, though contained, will inevitably break free during Ragnarok to fulfill their destinies. Norse mythology uniquely centers on inevitable destruction rather than creation. Ragnarok begins with Fimbulwinter, three sunless winters causing widespread devastation. As the sun and moon vanish, earthquakes free Fenrir and the Midgard serpent. Loki breaks free to lead an army of frost giants and dishonored dead aboard Naglfar, a ship made from dead men's fingernails. The final battle at Vigrid's Plain begins with Heimdall's Jallarhorn. Odin faces Fenrir, Thor battles the Midgard serpent, and Frey confronts Surtur. The gods fall in succession: Frey to Surtur's flame, Tyr and Garm destroy each other, Thor kills the serpent but dies from its poison, and Fenrir devours Odin before Vidar's revenge. Loki and Heimdall, last standing, deal mutual death blows as Surtur's flames consume all. From destruction springs Renewar. A green earth emerges from the sea beneath a new sun. Two humans, hidden within Yggdrasil, emerge to restart humanity. The surviving gods, including resurrected Baldur and Hod, gather at Asgard's former site, finding golden chess pieces of gods and giants. As Baldur makes the first move, the cycle begins anew, a universe born and ending in ice and fire, eternally repeating. What makes these ancient stories resonate so powerfully today? Perhaps it's their unflinching honesty about existence, that even gods face limitations, make mistakes, and ultimately die. Unlike perfect deities of many religions, Norse gods are deeply flawed beings with recognizable personalities and problems. Odin's wisdom comes at terrible cost. Thor's strength can't solve every problem. Loki's cleverness often backfires. These gods feel human in their failings, even as they wield cosmic powers. Their stories acknowledge that life contains both humor and horror, that fate cannot always be escaped, and that even the mightiest must eventually fall. The Norse vision of the cosmos, a world tree connecting nine realms populated by gods, giants, elves, dwarfs, and monsters, has influenced countless fantasy worlds from Tolkien's Middle-earth to Marvel's cinematic universe. But perhaps most compelling is the Norse understanding that destruction contains the seeds of creation. After Ragnarok's fire and flood, new life emerges. The cycle begins again, different yet echoing what came before. In our uncertain times, there's something profoundly comforting about this ancient wisdom, that endings, however terrible, are not final, and that life, in some form, continues. These stories remain as vital as when they were first told under Northern Lights, reminding us that even gods must face their fate with courage.